kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
And yes, napakagandang experience because nagkaroon ng chance, you know, to remember or to recall yung sarili ko ring migration stories. And kasi very limited yung time, like kasi dalawang portion eh. First is you have to write in 50 words.
Malayang pagsusulat ng mga kababaihan sa kanilang kwento ng migrasyon, ating aalamin. Sa ating programa ngayong umaga, samahan po ninyo ako, Annaline Villat, hanggang alas 11 dahil mamaya makakasama natin ang dalawang panauhin natin. Unang-una aalamin natin ang, sabi nga, main organization na nagpasimula nitong tinatawag na Tang Set Free, Women Writing Their Migration Story. So alamin natin sa pamamagitan ng co-founder ng Key into Australia Organization kung paano nga ba ito nagsimula, at syempre makakasama natin mamaya ang ating kababayan na mula sa My Tia o My Titas in Australia na si Grace Pandican, kung saan ibabahagi naman niya kung paano naman o ano naman ang parte ng mga Filipino dito sa tinatawag na The Tang Set Free Women Writing Their Migration Story. Dahil sinasabi nga na magkakaroon ito ng Filipino version ng workshop ng pagsusulat ng kwento ng mga kababaihan. Pero bago yan, narito muna at simulan na natin sa unang bahagi ng ating panayam. Ito ay nasa wikang Ingles dahil ang ating panauhin ay mula sa Indian community at isa sa co-founder ng Key into Australia, kung saan ibabahagi niya paano nga ba nagsimula ang kanilang grupo bago mag-pandemic at ano ang mga ginawa nito sa gitna ng pandemya sa dalawang taon na nakalipas, at paano ito nakatulong sa mga kababaihan lalo na para sa mga migrante. Narito ang unang panayam natin sa ating panauhin ngayong umaga, si Novella Corda mula sa Key into Australia.
We have this morning Novella Corda, one of the co-founders of Key into Australia Incorporated. Good morning to you, Novella.
Good morning to you, Annalyn.
Novella, first, tell us about Key into Australia and how was it formed?
So Key into Australia was started by me and a friend of mine, Maya Saxena, and we started this organization based on our own experience of moving from overseas to Australia. One of the things we realized was that it was really hard to get to know people and build connections for women, especially as we got to know other women. We just realized that it was really hard to meet people, to make connections. Sometimes it could be because of the language, because of, you know, other challenges, but we just realized that it was really hard. That was our initial understanding of when we started the organization. And so we said, let's do something about it. We, you know, started meeting more women, and we kind of heard the same story. And that's how Key into Australia started, just to answer that simple problem of how to build connection and friendships in your ECB.
Yeah. Do you mind me asking from which country you came from?
So I'm from India. I've been here 7 years. And my colleague Maya came to Australia from France.
Yeah. Migrants from India is among the top 5 migrant community in Australia, isn't it? As well as the Philippines. But in saying that, it's not always that in numbers, the community, because everyone is everywhere. So it's really hard to come together in one place, isn't it?
Yes, so that's true. Migrants from India are among the top migrants in Australia. But what I realized is that if you're from India, you kind of then stay connected with your Indian community. And if you're living in an area which has a lot of the same community, but I was not living, you know, in a community that had a lot of Indian people. So yeah, so I think usually you kind of tend to stick with your own community, your own group. I would also have done the same, but where I was living, there were not very many Indian people. So it was really hard.
Yeah, because I know for the Filipino community, most migrants, they would tend to leave or find a place or find a suburb where there are lots of Filipinos, because in general, it would be, if there are lots of Filipinos in that area, there would be Filipino shops, Filipino restaurants. So in saying that, Key into Australia is not just about the Indian community, the Filipino community, but it's a community of different migrant women, isn't it?
Yes, exactly like you said. You know, so at Key into Australia, it's not an Indian community or not in this particular country. It's open to all women from all nationalities, even open to Australian women, actually. You know, it's just open to women and to build connection if you're feeling isolated, if you're feeling lonely, if you want friendship. And we have women from all over the world and enjoying that experience of meeting others and getting to know others through our program. Yeah.
Key into Australia was established in 2019, which is prior to the pandemic. It was set up in the right time, because during the pandemic, I'm assuming, and everyone would know, that it was the hardest 2 years of our lives, isn't it?
Yes, true. So when we started Key into Australia, the whole idea was to meet in person, have these little meetings called friendship cafes, where women, you know, from all over Sydney would get together and chat and meet and talk. But as we moved into the pandemic, we realized that, you know, that was not going to happen. And so we had to really move our program to an online mode. And I think the need for connection was heightened during the pandemic. It was just so important to stay connected and keep connected. But we didn't know how, but we felt that the need for our service was really important and really key. And so we had to innovate, and we kind of came up with the online version of our programs. I think everybody understood what isolation meant. Everybody, I think, across the world at one time realized what it meant to be lonely and what it meant to be isolated.
I assume during the pandemic you did, as you mentioned, you did your programs online, but what were the support that you've given to the migrant women who are members or who are associated with Key into Australia?
Yes, so during the pandemic, we kept our program going online. So we kept, you know, members connected with each other, spreading information about, you know, in different languages to our members, letting them know if there were, you know, if there were requests for a certain, find what was available in terms of food or financial relief, and different, and we could would collaborate with organizations, but mental health was one of the big challenges then. You know, and we would, of course, have volunteers who did listen to, you know, people. But when things were, what we would say, beyond our scope, we would refer them to other organizations. But we also ran a very successful mentoring program, a phone mentoring program for women who had either lost work or who had, who were looking for work, because during the pandemic it was really hard. So we connected them with very successful migrant women who've been here in Australia, who made something out of their lives and their careers, and connected with them so that they could guide and advise the women to take on, you know, to take on this big challenge of the pandemic and also being a migrant and also being a woman. Mm-hmm. And find employment.
There's so much within it, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
There's so much within it. Like, the challenges never stops.
I feel women have so many more challenges, and there's very, I think they're very layered. They're very layered, and it's very, you know, you can't address just address one challenge. Multiple challenges come at one time. Yeah.
And the program that you've mentioned about job support, it's very important also given that the numbers of migrant women who are unemployed at the moment has increased for the past 3 years, isn't it?
Yes, there was during COVID, lots of people lost work and a lot of women lost work. And then a lot of women also needed to stay home to take care of their children and homeschool. And a lot of women were at a disadvantage, and able to support their children and look after them during COVID. A lot of women did lose their jobs and a lot of people in general lost their jobs. But I think it's changing now. Now a lot of women I know have gone back to work and are finding work. Yeah.
Yeah. And aside from job support, mental health, and other pressing issues that are relevant to migrant women, you have a new project that you've recently launched. It's called the Tongue Set Free. Can you tell us about this?
It's called the Tongue Set Free program. It's migrant women writing their stories. So we had this idea before COVID, but I think while we were doing a lot of online activities, we realized women wanted to share their stories about how and their experiences. So we created this program where women could come together and write their stories. We use a format called Flash Fiction, which is very short stories. We've had a very successful round in English where we've done many workshops where women come together, write stories about their experience back home, a year. We give them a theme and they build their story around it. A few women have published their stories as well. And now we're looking at taking this program to different languages, So we're having an Arabic writing group, a Mandarin writing group. We will do one in the Filipino language, I think Tagalog, if I'm not...
Tagalog, yeah.
Tagalog. We're going to do one in Spanish and in Sinhalese. So we're getting our own women trained as facilitators. We then go into their communities and facilitate workshops to help women write and share their stories about their experiences of living here in a new country.
In the English version of the Tongue Set Free, is there any commonalities among the stories of migrant women that you can share to us?
So usually we would have, I think, a home for, a lot. Every woman spoke about their childhood very fondly, no matter what, they spoke about their childhood very fondly. They remember the kitchen, right, in their homes. They remember their mothers or their grandmothers very, very fondly. And I think that's something that they remember, the food, the smells. It was just so nice to hear older women talk about childhood. And I heard only beautiful stories about childhood. Mm-hmm. And I think that was something that that was really beautiful to hear. But I think the other commonality was that we heard was the strength of the women when they move over here. And I think the strength and the resilience and how that is different for different people, it comes across, in different ways. But I think there's an underlying trend that commonality of how hard it is, how lonely it is, how everything is, but the strength and the resilience that they have to show to actually overcome that. And when they I think that's the beauty of all the stories that we've heard.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because it's not just challenges, but the strength of women that is being highlighted through their stories, isn't it?
Yes, everybody goes through challenges, but yes, it's just how it's beautiful just to see that strength, you know. And then when they share the stories, I think that's the sisterhood, that understanding that yes, everybody identifies with that and understands what everyone's gone through, no matter how, you know. I sometimes think it doesn't matter the education level or the income level or whatever. Everybody goes through a phase which is quite similar, I feel. Yeah.
Yeah. With the stories that would be written by migrant women or part of this workshop or program, will they be published at all?
So a few women have been publishing on other flash fiction websites, but we will hopefully be putting them on our website as well. When we're going to run a competition, and you're going to ask submissions, and then women can submit their stories, and we will feature them on our website, but it's the Queen's Australia website.
I'll be looking forward to those stories. And Novella, why do you think it's important for migrant women to write their own migrant story? It's not me writing your story as a migrant woman. It's them telling their own stories.
And also in their own language, I think, is also important.
Oh, yeah.
Writing
yeah.
your own story in your own language. So some people are not writing to publish. Some people are not writing to, you know, share their story. Some people writing from a very personal experience. It's a transformative personal process. It also could be a healing process to, you know, actually reflect and write down. And so a lot of it sometimes is just that, taking that time out and writing and giving yourself, allowing yourself to be emotional and letting, you know, and writing it from your perspective, how things have been for you. I think that's why people are writing their stories. Also for us, it was important to give a voice to, you know, to the stories and to the strength and to all the experiences that women multicultural women are facing and facing. So we wanted to create this platform, and we wanted to have that visibility through storytelling, which is a very powerful medium, which can inspire each other, can inspire me, but I can be inspired by somebody else's experience, but I can also find that commonality. I can identify with that and then feel, okay, it's normal. You know, I don't feel so alone. I feel a sisterhood. I feel a commonality. I feel connected with other women. And yeah, so I think that was the idea of why we wanted to have this project.
Yeah. And I think, you mentioned about writing their stories in their language. It's quite different when you tell your story in a language that is quite foreign for you, say in English, if you're from Filipino. I think there are some words that you won't be able to really translate into the English language, isn't it?
Yes. I think each language, yeah, I think when you translate it in English, so much can be lost. So we thought that it would be nice to be able to write in the language you're most comfortable in and make it more accessible to a lot more women, rather than just, you know, people who feel confident and are able to write in English. So, yeah, so a lot can be lost. And it's your own language is the one I think you express and emote best in. So that is what we were hoping to do, yeah.
At yan, nakasama natin dyan si Novella Corda mula sa Key into Australia at kanyang ibinahagi kung paano nga ba nagsimula ang programa na ito na The Tongue Set Free, pagsusulat ng mga migranteng kababaihan ng kanilang sariling kwento. At sa ating pagbalik, higit pa natin yung tatalakayin. Aalamin naman natin mula sa mismong kababayan natin kung ano nga ba ang bahagi o pakikibahagi ng Filipino community of women sa tinatawag nga na The Touch o The Tongue Set Free, malayang pagsusulat ng kwento ng mga migranteng kababaihan. Narito,
kasama natin ngayong umaga si Grace Panlikan mula sa My Tia or My Titas in Australia. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Grace!
Magandang umaga, Annalyn, at magandang umaga sa mga iyong mga taga-subaybay sa iyong programa.
Ayan, thank you again for gracing us. No, saktong-sakto sa pangalan mo, di ba?
Oo, di ba?
So, ngayong umaga, although pag-usapan pa rin natin ang MyTIA at bahagi ito ng isa sa mga proyekto ngayon ng MyTIA, particular natin pag-uusapan ngayon, Grace, ang The Thang Set Free na bahagi ng Key into Australia organization. Unang-una, can you tell us about what The Thang Set Free is?
Yes. So, parang ito yung parang isang program ng Key into Australia na isang not-for-profit at saka Australian charity na na-organize, I think, 2019. Actually, I'm parang sort of a member, pero discovered ko sila last February 20. And nakita ko nga na they have this program na tinatawag na The Thang Set Free, which is women writing migration stories. So, nakatend ako ng isang session nila sa English. And I think because naging successful yung program, they have this program now na sa iba-ibang language nila pinopromote. Like for example, Arabic, Mandarin, and isa din sa Filipino. Which is yun yung parang naging way ko para makipag-collaborate sa kanila in a way. Kasi I told them, the two co-founders, si Maya and Novella, na I'm interested to volunteer. Especially, aligned din naman siya sa MyTIA, which is we always wanted to promote yung support women's group. So, especially migrant women. So, during those times na nakapag-attend ako and they opened some volunteering, they look for volunteers para maisagawa nga yung program in a different language. So, dagun ko na naisip na, oh, why not do it sa MyTIA? Because we're doing like a social meetup every month. And tamang-tama ito kasi napakaganda ng program because we are sharing migrant stories, especially women migrants.
Mm-mm. Doon sa sinabi mo na nag-volunteer ka, did you also join yung English version ng The Thang Set Free?
Yes, I did. And yung experience is really good kasi kahit paano I'm into writing, pero napakahirap din talaga, di ba, na actually ito yung time na COVID pa, or I think after na yata. But then, yun nga, na-discover ko yung group na supporting women migrants nga. And then, nag-join ako dun sa Zoom meeting na nag-organize nitong The Thang Set Free. And yes, napakagandang experience because nagkaroon ng chance, you know, to remember or to recall yung sarili ko ring migration stories. And kasi very limited yung time, like, kasi dalawang portion eh. First is you have to write in 50 words.
Parang
yes, ganun ka challenging. So parang talaga parang pipigayin niya rin yung creative side mo. But at the same time, parang na-enjoy mo kasi yun nga parang you look back, di ba, yung migration stories mo, which is iba-iba kasi yung mga participants ranging from 20 years old to I think 80 pa yata yung naging kasama ko during that session kasi medyo madami kasi Zoom naman. And then yun nga may time ka to share your own story. And meron ding binigay yung facilitator na pwede mong i-publish yung written yung written story mo. So yun nga dalawang bagay, isang 50 at saka isang 100 words. So very challenging at the same time yung parang therapeutic. Kasi syempre, of course, with the COVID and all, di ba? Parang yun nga yung naka-encourage sa akin. So, parang magandang gawin ito. Especially ko sa Filipino. Very challenging kasi ang hirap talagang gawin yata, di ba? Yung pangalan sa title. Alam mo yan, di ba? Yung parang hirap na i-translate. So ayun. So, parang dun nga ako naging involved na mag-volunteer.
Okay. So, doon sa pagsali mo doon sa workshop, yung English version, pwede mo i-share sa amin kung ano yung sinulat mo na story mo. I'm just curious. Alam ko na nakasama ka na namin sa program dati and shinare mo kung paano nabuo ang MyTIA. Pero hindi ko pa talaga narinig from you yung sarili mong kwento.
Okay. Kasi parang ako, parang ang ganda kasi nung pag-facilitate no ni Viva. Kasi parang you'll start off with kung yung place mo na kung saan ka lumaki or something like that. So sa akin, parang hinugot ko kasi talaga dun sa place kung saan ako lumaki, like yun, sa Capas, no? So may yung story ko, pero hindi ko na siya totally ma-recall. Pero parang, kasi inisip ko, I'm parang Pascuala kasi yung pangalan ng place namin, no? So parang I'm a Pascuala girl. Na parang ni-recall ko na during that time na parang nag-aaral. Sa pag-aaral, yun yung nag-start yung story ko. And niling ko siya sa migration story ko, which is because I am an international student. So coming from a very humble family, my father is a farmer, tapos nanay ko is mananahe. Parang ako ang unang naging graduate college sa amin. Parang ganun. And hindi ko maisip kasi during my time, although nag-Catholic school naman ako ng high school as a scholar, and then even state university, parang hindi ko na-realize na magiging pathway ko pala ang pagiging international student. Kasi noon, gustong-gusto kong makapag-aral sa mga prestigious na university ng Pilipinas. Pero hindi ko nagawa kasi nga, hindi naman kami ganun kayaman. Mm-hmm. So parang ang punto ng kwento ko is, hindi ko makapaniwala, I'm super blessed na ang magiging paraan ko pala para makapunta dito sa Australia is pagiging international student. So, kumbaga parang doon nag-involve yung kwento ko, ang my migration stories. Pero ang hirap gawin yun ng 50 words.
Oh,
I know, hindi ko alam kung paano ko nagawa. Oo.
Pero yung kwento mo, Grace, maraming makaka-relate, ano, kasi alam natin na although maraming Filipino migrants dito, marami din ang nagsimula as international students. So, sa tingin ko, marami ang makakaintindi dun sa nararamdaman mo, lalong-lalo na kung yun nga sinasabi mo na you came from a humble beginning sa isang lugar sa Capas, Tarlac. Gaano kasarap na maibahagi mo yung kwento mo, lalong-lalo na dun sa mga kagaya mo o sa mga kasamahan mo sa Maitia?
Yes, ayun nga, parang minsan parang sirang plaka ka na lang sa pagkukwento, di ba? Kasi parang yun nga yung when you look back dun sa mga naranasan mo. Kasi, of course, iba yung pagiging international student ng mga Filipino eh. Kasi, like for example, during my time, yung mga kasama ko parang straight from like year 12 ng mga Indonesians, talagang nandito sila to study. Yun yung mix ng mga classmate ko. But if you're Filipino, most likely, talagang inaay mo siya as a pathway for like PR and para maging citizen. Meaning to say, parang meron ka na rin parang background na nag-work ka na sa Philippines. So it's like parang transition mo din, di ba, na maging, kumbaga, migrant na talaga. So parang iba yung kwento natin. So most likely, ganun yung pathway natin. And so yun na, parang very inspiring kasi noon, of course, nung galing ako dito, I work for a cooperative bank. So office base. Pero noon nag-start, of course, similarly, maraming makaka-experience na lahat yata ng pathway ng mga student, generally, yung magtatrabaho ko sa housekeeping, di ba, yung mga ganun. Tapos pwede ka rin tumatanggap ka rin ng mga cleaning.
Mm-mm.
Of course, nagawa din namin lahat yun. And there was a time talaga na kapag nagbubuhat ka ng mababigat na duna, naglilinis ka, yung parang talagang mai-emote ka talaga sa hirap ng ginagawa. Kasi kahit na hindi naman kami mayaman, yung hindi naman talaga ako masyadong, kumbaga ano, sa trabaho sa bahay. Kasi yung nanay ko talagang, as much as possible, very supportive sa pag-aaral. So minsan, hindi mo talaga ginagawa yun. Or even before, medyo hindi ako talaga domesticated, so to speak. So, nung talaga mapunta ako dito, at Diyos ko po, talaga naman, yung magang magising, malamig, pag winter, di ba, maglalakad ka, wala ka pang kotse, something like that. So, lahat na pagdaanan mo. And when you look back, yun nga, kasi parang you are encouraged na super blessed. Yung sinasabi ko talagang blessing, it's a blessing to be here, na parang mabigyan ka ng pagkakataon. Kasi even now, I know na hindi lahat ng mga estudyante rin, kumbaga yung pathway nila is very smooth. Kasi sa akin, I feel very, very blessed. Kasi in 18 months, nakakuha ko ng aking sponsor as an employer. Kasi because of my background din sa Philippines. And yun nga, napakabayad yung employer ko. Ano rin, super blessed. And incidentally, she's also a Filipino, tsaka women, kumbaga Pinay. Na may-ari talaga ng business dito sa Australia. So parang yun, yung parang nakaka-inspire na rin. That's why I guess ganun din yung ano ng Maitiya, which is, you know, to empower especially yung mga women na nag-start din. Especially, sinasabi ko lagi na I always believe na true entrepreneurship is empowerment. So kasi sa atin, puro tayo nakikipagtrabaho, di ba?
Uh-oh.
So parang dapat ang aim natin is makapag-generate ng trabaho at, you know, to give employment. So something like that. So yun yung para siguro, I guess, na nag-inspire sa akin even up to now. Kaya hindi pa naman talaga super duper na kumbaga nandun ka na sa rich ng Australian o si Dream. Pero it makes you, you know, fuel your parang drive to continue your pursuit na ma-pursue yung mga dreams pa.
Tama. At alam natin, maraming ganyan ngayon, ano? Lalo na hindi lang mga international students, ganun din yung mga skilled workers o mga skilled Filipino workers. Kanina, sinabi mo na mga kasabayan mo nung aral ka ay direct from year 12 sila. Most likely, hindi masyadong nagkatrabaho, pero pag mga Pilipino, parang pagdating mo dito, ang una mong gagawin, bukod sa simbahan ang punta, maghahanap ka talaga ng trabaho, di ba?
Trabaho. Oo, tama. Tama naman. Tama talaga yun. And talagang walang pili-pili. Wala kang pipili. Kasi, of course, yun nga, yung wala ka naman talagang parents na to support sa'yo overseas. Yun pa nga, magpapadala ka pa nga, di ba? Magbaghati pong yung ipoproduce mo na yung tuition mo. Of course, meron ka rin babayaran dito kasi syempre your accommodation and everything. Tapos, magpapadala ka pa. So, imaginein mo yung role mo na yon, di ba? So, talagang nakaka-amaze na nagagawa lahat ng mga Pilipino yon.
Ngayon, dun sa The Tang Set Free, so naranasan mo, na-experience mo yung English version and you want that experience na ma-share mo rin kung gaano kaganda yung experience na makapagsulat ka nung sarili mong kwento at ngayon, bilang bahagi nga ng patuloy na progress ng programa ng The Tang Set Free. Ang Maitiya, through Maitiya, gagawa rin kayo ng workshop na pagsusulat naman ng kwento ng mga kababaihan o migration story ng mga kababaihan sa ating sariling wika. Ano yung aim mo na dapat maibahagi ko to sa mga kapwa ko, Filipino women migrant? Ano yung experience na naranasan mo na gusto mo rin sana na maranasan ng mga sasama dito sa workshop na ito?
Una-una nga, di ba yung sabi na kanina, kasi yung pagsusulat, parang iba eh. Iba yung pag kinukwento mo siya, iba rin yung pagsusulat. So once na parang nakita mo siya sa in written form, very therapeutic. Kasi yun nga, parang nandun yung focus. Parang, I think parang meditation na rin. Kasi kailangan mo talagang tigain ng yung, di ba, kaisipan ko paano mo yun gagawin, especially very limited na. Pangalawa is, isip ko na gawin kasi bilang, yun nga, parang look back sa pinanggalingan. Like, ang ating roots, because sa Filipina, Pinay dito sa Australia. Minsan, of course, lagi pa rin nating hinahanap yung connection natin sa ating, di ba, yung sa ating bansang sinilangan, di ba? So, pero ang hirap talaga sa Tagalog. Kumbaga, in our everyday na ginagamit, napakahirap kasi medyo tayo, ano naman tayo sa English. So parang mas madali pa nga isulat sa English. Mm-hmm. So yun nga, parang it's a kind of parang to give back again dun sa beauty ng language natin, salita natin. At the same time, it's a form of, ayun, ma-share siya in such a way na para mabuo din yung friendship. Kasi before, yun nga, kasi MIT mostly very limited kami at the moment with, yun nga, mga titas and all. So this one kasi is parang open regardless of your age, regardless of if you're a mother or kung ano man, kumbaga hindi siya very limited lang. So it's open because nga through the tie-up with Kia, we welcome natin lahat ng age and yes, lahat ng estado ng buhay kung gusto talaga nilang matry din ang pagsulat ng kanilang kwento.
Kumbaga hindi ito labanan ng pagalingan sa words, 'di ba? Ito ay sarili mong kwento kaya tingin ko dun sa mga sasama or susubok ng pagsusulat ng sarili nilang kwento ay mas, kumbaga, mas mararamdaman mo kasi nanggaling sa kanila mismo yung kwento, hindi ba?
Yes, and lahat ng kwento nga, di ba, parang way to express ourselves and at the same time, may bahagi mo yung lesson nung kwento mo. Kasi every story naman is a lesson itself. So, napakaganda na. And nasa Filipino pa. And of course, yun nga is we want to organize this sa buwan ng Agosto, which is buwan ng wika din natin. So parang in a way, maging kabahagi ang Mighty dun sa pag-celebrate natin ng buwan ng wika. Although yun nga, disclaimer lang, hindi rin ako expert sa Tagalog. So yun nga, hindi naman very formal-formalan talaga na kailangan. Diba? Yung kumbaga, hindi. So,
hindi siya academic
yes,
writing.
Yun, hindi po siya academic writing.
So ito ay pagkukwento o pagsusulat ng sariling kwento ng sino mang kababaihan mula sa Filipino background na isulat o ibahagi sa pamamagitan ng pagsusulat ng sarili nilang kwento ng migrasyon. Para dun sa mga interesado, Gracie, paano sila makakakuha ng more information through Mightia?
Yes po. Yes, through Mightia, pwede nyo i-check yung aming website. So, meron kaming website, www.mightialife.com. So, pwede i-check dun yung mga emails para mabigyan kayo ng updates. At the same time, you can reach out to our social networks. Meron din tayong page, Mightia Life, and also in Instagram.
Dun sa mga kasamahan mo sa Mightia, ano yung parang isang common story na meron kayo na merong mapupulot na storya? Alam ko very empowering kayo sa mga kapwa ninyo kababaihan. So ano yung common kwento ninyo?
I guess it applies to all. Yung parang love for the family. Kasi yung pagpunta mo dito, hindi lang yung parang personal development mo lang eh. Diba parang lagi may kasama na kasi gusto mong makatulong back home sa Pilipinas. So sabi mo parang generally yata, hindi naman lahat ng breadwinner, pero lagi part of us yung talagang makatulong sa family. And I guess that's, kumbaga, lahat hindi lang mga Pinay, or lahat yata lang Pinay, yun din. Or even yung mga migrants, I guess.
Kumbaga, hindi nawawala sa atin yun in general sa Filipino, ano?
Tama, yun. Plus, for my tia, yun nga, yung talagang development, you know, kasi very, very independent din. I mean, we love the community, pero lagi namin, yun nga actually yung tagline namin is independently connected. Kasi on our own, talagang makikita mo yung mga trabaho, kanya-kanyang trabaho, pero talagang you're looking for a community. And we celebrate yung pagiging independent at the same time, yung pagiging bahagi ng community.
At dahil nga sabi mo, gagawin ito sa buwan ng wika, Agosto, napakahalaga na pagyamanin, lalo pang ilinang yung Filipino language, hindi ba?
Tama. And maraming salamat sa yung support. Kasi I think I have to say na talagang humingi ako ng tulong kung paano natin may translate yung mismong title ng program sa Filipino. Kasi parang sabi ko dapat makuha talaga to ng tama. Kasi yun nga, minsan yung struggle natin is ang hirap na gawin, di ba? Pero nakakamawa tayo ng title na I guess talagang makakapukaw dun sa interesana ng mga kababaihan para sa malayang pag-share or pagbabahagi ng kanilang kwento ng migration.
Mm-hmm. Isa yan sa mga hamon para sa maraming mga Filipino na dito na o medyo matagal na dito sa Australia na nakatira dahil kumbaga sa Pilipinas nga nagtataglish tayo, Tagalog English ang gamit natin. So what more pa kung dito ka na nakatira sa Australia na parang kailangan English ka madalas, 'di ba? Very limited mo na magamit yung pagsasayta mo ng Filipino. Pero para sa ating mga Filipino migrants, para sa iyo Gracie, bakit ba mahalaga na ituloy natin yung pagpapayaman natin ng Filipino language at syempre ibahagi o ipamana natin ito sa mga mas nakababatang henerasyon ng mga Filipino-Australians?
Kasi ito yung bahagi ng ating identity, diba, bilang Filipino-Australian. So tama ka kasi yung may mga pinsan din kami na nadatnan dito na although na naintindihan nila yung pagsasalita, hindi na nila masabi, hindi na nila mabigkas, hindi na sila makapagsalita. So parang sa challenge na kailangan na malaman din nila kasi even now, because diba parang we're global citizen, even yung mga ibang ethnicities, they encourage na hindi lang malaman yung English, yung kanilang sariling language din, yung mga first language nila. Kasi doon mo talaga kasi ma-appreciate kung saan ka nang galing. And at the same time, sabi nga kung kailangan ko talagang bumalik sa yung pinanggalingan para alam mo na makakarating ka pa din dun sa paraan. And lagi kong inspiration dito si Ofra, na sinasabi niya na you have to know where you came from, di ba? Kasi para mas ma-appreciate mo kung ano yung meron ka now. And I guess it applies to all. Hindi lang sa pagsasalita, hindi lang sa language, kumbaga, kundi din yung sang, kumbaga yung pakikitungo mo din sa ibang ethnicities, especially we are living in a multicultural city and country.
Very well said, Gracie. At syempre, para dun sa mga interesado,
yung title ng program is The Tank Set Free. So, Tank Set Free, malayang pagsusulat ng kwento ng migrasyon ng mga kababaihan. Lahat ng mga kababaihan, hindi lang po mga titas, kundi yung mga nanay din. You know? Lahat po na gustong makibahagi sa programang ito na kung saan ma-share natin yung kwento ng migrasyon. You can contact me through our social media, Mytia Life. So, ang spelling po nun is MYTIALYF, Mytia Life, sa Instagram and sa Facebook. At the same time, you can reach out to me sa aking Facebook, Gracie CP. And hopefully, makabahagi namin kayo upang malaman din namin ang inyong kwento.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.